Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 6th of October. Japan's Liberal Democrat Party unexpectedly elected former Economic Security Minister Takaichi as leader, which all but guarantees they will become Japan's next Prime Minister. Takaichi is viewed as more likely to support explicit growth-positive policies, and the news has led to a sharp rise in Japanese equity markets in response. Takaichi has also raised questions about the sustainability of Japan's recent inflation. And indeed, on an international core measure, Japan's inflation rate has been both modest and little changed for some time. Focusing on demand pull inflation might suggest that a Takaichi administration would push for a later rate increase from the Bank of Japan. In France, President Macron has appointed a new cabinet, which looks remarkably like the old cabinet. The finance minister has changed, but not in a way that is likely to change the course of policy. In terms of other members, there is very little change. Far-right leader Le Pen declared that the National Front Party was speechless, giving several comments that suggest a lack of support for this government. This is, of course, the issue for financial markets. The political reaction to Macron presenting the old cabinet with only the merest hint of French polish by way of change may cause investors to price the risk of another government collapse. On the data front, things are quiet. The US is doing whatever it is US politicians think they're doing, and so no meaningful economic data is available there. We do hear from ECB President Lagarde. The world heard from Lagarde last week twice, or at least the world had the opportunity to hear from Lagarde last week twice. Whether anyone actually listened is another matter, as markets have largely pushed ECB policy from their minds. Euro area retail sales for August are not likely to be a market focus either. However, the figures, which are inflation adjusted, are a reminder that the EU consumer is still a force in the global economy. There are also comments from Bank of England Governor Bailey. Bailey is a slightly different prospect to Lagarde in that there is perhaps a little less certainty about the position of the UK Central Bank with regards to policy. Bailey is speaking at an investment conference in Scotland, however, and that may not lead to many hints about policy direction. UK investment is an interesting question in its own right, however. The UK is something of a case study of making better use of existing capital stock. Flexible working and online retail both mean less investment, especially in buildings, can achieve the same outcome in terms of economic activity. This is in part because past consumer spending on the home or computer equipment, for example, is a substitute for current investment spending. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.